तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिशान्तिशान्तिः। प्रथमोऽध्याये द्वितीया वल्ली। सो हियर बीइंग कन्विंस्ड नचिकेताः नचिकेतस् ऑफ हिस् विवेक वैराग्यम् लॉर्ड यमा हिमसेल्फ वाज प्रेजिंग नचिकेतस् मेंशनिंग हिस् Vairagyam and Viveka. And now, before he begins his teaching, he made up his mind to teach Nachiketas. Before he teaches, and he also talks about the other people who do not have Viveka Vairagyam. For the sake of making the students understand the importance of Viveka Vairagyam, Lord Yama again repeats here. Upanishad, through Lord Yama's words, makes the students of Vedanta understand the importance of Viveka and Vairagyam. Vedanta study will not be effective unless Vairagyam is there. There's one Vedanta student must have a certain degree of dispassion towards time-bound ends of the world. And that certain degree of dispassion must be born of one's Viveka understanding of the limitations of the time-bound limitations of everything other than knowledge of the self. Otherwise, Vedanta study will not be effective, will not be possible also. Therefore, to emphasize the importance, again, Upanishad makes Lord Yama by way of appreciating Nachiketas, presents the importance of Viveka Vairagyam. So we have seen this fifth mantra, or say sixth mantra. Okay. In the sixth mantra also, like in the previous mantra, sixth mantra also, Lord Yama talks about the immature people. See, there's no dushtaha in the books, in the vision of the Shastram. There's no such a thing called a wicked person, good person or a bad person. In the vision of the Shastram, there are only mature people and immature people. Who are mature people? Of course, jnanis are the most mature people. They cannot become mature anymore. A person becomes a jnani, he is the most mature. But to become the most mature, absolutely mature, one must be relatively mature. A relatively mature person is the one who has Viveka and Vairagyam. If a person has Viveka, and then a person has Vairagyam born of Viveka, then he is relatively mature person who is eligible for becoming the absolutely mature jnani. And who are immature, who do not have Viveka Vairagyam, are immature people. If a person does not have Viveka, naturally he cannot have Purushartha Nischaya. Purushartha Nischaya is not possible. He will not know moksha being the ultimate goal. He cannot know the importance of the pursuit of dharma. Then for him, artha kamas alone will become the ultimate goals. Artha kamas will become the priorities. And of those immature people for whom artha kamas alone are the ultimate goals, always acquiring everything and anything which makes them feel secure, and always focus attention on preserving what they've acquired, and simply enjoyment of pleasures in this world become the priority for them. But dharma also does not become their pursuit. They are very, very immature. of those people also, of those people for whom artha kamas alone are the priorities, artha kamas become the ultimate goals. So who do not know the other two pursuits. For such people, even among them also, of course, there are people for whom the enjoyment of not only pleasures of this world, enjoyment of heavenly pleasures become the priority. Who aspire for a higher level of enjoyment of pleasures. So all of them are anyway indiscriminate, immature people. So they are condemned in this following mantra. By way of condemning them, Lord Yama indirectly praises only, he glorifies the Atmajnanam. Okay. Let us see here. So Shankaracharya, he continues, introduces his mantra by stating a sentence. Ata eva modhatvat. Modhatvam. You all know very well, modha is a participle derived from the root muh. So muhyati, vimuhyati is deluded. And here, modha, so mohaha, you know, delusion, mohanam, deluding, and modhatva means what? Having the status of being deluded. So, mudhatvat, due to their delusion, due to their being deluded. Because of their being deluded, mudhatvat, atayeva, therefore, that is why. So, being deluded implies what? Being deluded means because of their lack of discriminative understanding. Because of their lack of discriminative understanding, because of their lack of viveka, because of their delusion, being deluded, they are what? They are indiscriminate people. So, people of indiscrimination or deluded people. Okay. Now the mantra comes. Na samparaya pratibhati balam. So, the very, why people choose to pursue only artha kamas? Why people always interest only in acquiring anything and everything which makes them feel secure? And why they focus only on preserving anything which makes them feel secure? Only artha kamas they want to occur and they want to preserve. Why? Because of their lack of discriminative knowledge. Because of the delusion. So it is said here, na samparaya pratibhati balam pramadyantam vittamohena modham. Pramadyantam vittamohena modham. Ayan loko nasti para iti mani. Ayan loko nasti para iti mani. Punaf punarvashama padyate me. Punaf punarvashama padyate me. So here, punaha punaha me vasham apadyate. Who tells whom? Lord Yama tells Nachiketaha, punaha punaha me vasham apadyate. That person again and again comes, now remains in my, comes to my custody. Comes to my fold means comes to my custody. He remains in my custody. Punaha punaha me vasham apadyate. He remains in under my control, under my custody. Comes to my hold. Who? The person, the indiscriminate person. Who is this person? Mani. Mani means who is full of himself. For such a person, the person who does not who cannot aspire for even the enjoyment of higher pleasures, the pleasures of higher lokas. This person's interest is only in enjoying simple pleasures of this world only. He does not even know there are leave alone moksha, leave alone jnanam, leave alone accumulation of punyam. This person does not even know there is heaven and there are pleasures, much greater pleasures, heavenly pleasures, enjoyable, for which also I can work for. He is not even interested because he does not know. And what is he interested in? He is only interested in simple. Pooja Swami used to say, masala dosa. Okay? He simply is interested in masala dosa. I mean that much. Only sensory simple pleasures of this world. So, I am lokaha, I am paraha lokaha nasti. According to him, there is no paralokaha. There is no higher loka. So, he does not know the pleasures enjoyable in that loka also. Such a person, what does he do? Vitta mohena modaha. Vitta mohena modam. Modaha. He is totally deluded by, deluded by his craving for acquiring wealth and preserving it. And pramadyantam. So pramadyati. Pramadyati means who is again pramadam karoti. He commits wrong thing. He commits a wrong thing, being deluded by his craving for wealth. Such a person samparayaha na pratibhati. Very interesting, important here. Samparayaha na pratibhati. The samparaya does not appeal, is not appealing for the person. Sampraha is not appealing for the person, means he does not become interested in that. Samparaya na pratibhati. It is not appealing for him. Why? He does not know the value of it. He does not become interested in it. Samparaya na pratibhati. Is not appealing to whom? Balam, the immature person. Who is immature person? And he is pramadyan vitta mohena modaha. Balaha pramadyan vitta mohena modaha. Tam balam pramadyantam vitta mohena modam samparayaha na pratibhati. Okay. What is samparayaha? Samparayaha here is the knowledge of performance of rituals or practice of meditation or even performance of knowledge of the performance of rituals and the practice of meditation and knowledge of even the performance of the discipline of performing ritual, the discipline of practicing meditation. All this can be meant by one word, samparayaha. Again, I'm repeating, samparayaha. We're going to see the bhashyam later on. Samparayaha means the knowledge of performing rituals or worship or praying. Mainly Vedic rituals, knowledge of the performance of rituals and even the discipline of performing rituals and practicing meditation. Practicing meditation is a discipline and performing ritual also is a discipline in a way. So this, therefore, these disciplines prescribed in the Shastram are said to be sacred disciplines. A sacred discipline in terms of performing a ritual, worshipping devatas, invoking the grace of devatas and practicing meditation are sacred disciplines, religious disciplines. Discipline meant by one word samparayaha. Such a discipline, the Vedic discipline, the religious discipline, sacred discipline, in terms of performing ritual, practicing meditation, prescribed by the Vedic Shastram, Karma Kanda, Upasana Kandas, that is Samparayaha. Samparayaha Balam Na Pratibhati is not at all appealing for this immature person who is totally deluded by, quote, totally deluded by his craving. Here, mood also comes, moha also comes. Mood deluded by his attachment to wealth. Attachment to wealth. Here, moha should be taken as attachment. Mooda is deluded. Deluded by the attachment to wealth. Thereby, pramadyati, he commits an error. What's the error he makes, commits? I am paraha lokaha nasti. There is no, he doesn't even understand. There is no such a thing called higher lokaha. There's no such a thing called enjoyment of pleasures in higher lokas. Such a person who's thinking thus, okay, mani means the thinker, the person of pride, the person who thinks. Mani also means thinker. The person who's thinking, who the thinker as thinking, who thinks as such a person, what does he do? Having arthakamas alone as his ultimate goal, he must focus only in doing, performing actions to acquire wealth and preserving it, to preserve it. Therefore, punaha. So he accumulates what? Only punyam or papam. Or he accumulates punya papam. As a result of accumulating punya papams, he continues to remain in this world of samsara. He'll be born again and again. Therefore, he'll be going through the pairs of opposites again and again. Again and again, he will be subject to death also. Thereby, Lord Yama says, punaha me vasham apadyate. Again and again, he remains in my custody. Again and again, he will come to my fold. He comes to my fold. Apadyate, punaha me vasham apadyate. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Let us see here. So, the immature people are those who are not aspiring for moksha, those who are not aspiring for jnanam, those who do not have purushartha nischaya, those who do not even know the value of dharma, are definitely immature people. But at least people who are aspiring for higher pleasures enjoyable in heaven, people are not at all interested in jnanam or moksha, but they're interested, there are people who are interested in enjoying higher worlds and higher pleasures, heavenly pleasures. But these are the people who are second category, okay? The immature people of second category. The two, you know, people of two categories. The immature people are of two categories. A first category of people are the people who are not satisfied with the mere enjoyment of pleasures of this world, who are also interested in enjoying heavenly pleasures. The second category of people who are interested only in enjoyment of pleasures of this world, only in acquiring wealth and preserving wealth. They are not interested in heavenly pleasures. They commit the mistake of thinking that there's no higher world as such. Why they make mistake? Because they are deluded by the attachment to wealth. Such people continue to remain in samsara. Punaha mevasham apadyate means they remain in samsara continuously. There's no way of getting out of this ocean of samsara. That's the meaning. Let us see the now. Okay. We're going to understand the word sampraya again in the Bhashyam very beautifully. So, how to understand here? Moodham. See, pramadyantam vittamohena moodham balam ప్రతి సాంప్రదాయ న భాతి. ప్రతి మీన్స్ టువర్డ్స్ టు. ప్రతి ఇస్ అ ప్రిఫిక్స్ విచ్ ఈస్ అ టువర్డ్స్. సాంప్రదాయ న భాతి మీన్స్ వాట్? ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ షైన్ ఫార్ హిమ్, మీన్స్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ రియలీ బికమ్ రివీల్డ్ టు హిమ్, ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ అపీలింగ్ ఫార్ హిమ్, డస్ నాట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ సంథింగ్ ఈస్ దేర్, సచ్ అ థింగ్ ఈస్ దేర్. సాంప్రదాయ న భాతి. టు హూమ్ ప్రమాద్యంతం విత్తమోహేన మూఢం బాలం. ఓకే, సో హియర్ ద ఇమ్మెచ్యూర్ పర్సన్స్ టూ అడ్జెక్టివ్స్ ప్రమాద్యన్ విత్తమోహేన మూఢ. టూ అడ్జెక్టివ్స్ ఆర్ గివెన్ హియర్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ దిస్ ఇమ్మెచ్యూర్ పర్సన్ మెంట్ బై ద వర్డ్ బాల. ఓకే, అయం లోక, అయం లోక, అయం లోక న పరహ లోక, న పరలోక నాస్తి పరహ. అయం లోక ఫుల్ స్టాప్. దేర్ ఇస్ వాట్ హౌ అండర్స్టాండ్ అయం లోక ఇంప్లైస్ భవతి అస్తి. దిస్ వరల్డ్ అలోన్ ఈస్ హియర్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ కెన్ అక్వైర్ వెల్త్, ప్రిజర్వ్ వెల్త్, ఎంజాయ్ ప్లెజర్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. సో పరహ నాస్తి. పరహ నాస్తి మీన్స్ పరహ లోక నాస్తి. దెర్ ఇస్ నో సచ్ ఎ థింగ్ కాల్డ్ హయ్యర్ వరల్డ్. అ వరల్డ్ అపార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, అదర్ దాన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్. ఇటి మాని. మాని మీన్స్ యహ మన్యతే సహ మాని ఆల్సో. మాని మీన్స్ యస్య మానం అస్తి సహ మాని. ద టూ వర్డ్స్. ఓకే, మాని మీన్స్ ది పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రైడ్, ఎ పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ అగ్రెండైస్మెంట్. అ ప్రౌడ్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ మాని. బట్ హియర్ మాని ఆల్సో మీన్స్ అ థింకర్. యహ మన్యతే అ థింకర్. ఇటి మాని అ థింకర్, ద థింకర్ హూ థింక్స్ సచ్ థస్ that this world alone exists. So acquisition of wealth and preservation of wealth is important in this world, and enjoyment of pleasure is also only possible in this world. So what? Paraha nasti. There is no paraloka, there is no higher loka. Paraloka itself does not exist for him, means he cannot think of having, enjoying heavenly pleasures. Okay, such a person is a immature person of second category. Punaha punaha mevasham apadyate. Iti mani punaha punaha mevasham apadyate. So kaha mevasham apadyate, you have to explain that. Pramadyantam vittamohena modham balam prati samparayaha nabhati. Ayam lokaha asti పరహ లోక నాస్తి. ఇతి మాని యహ సహ పునః పునః మేవశం ఆపద్యతే. మేవశం ఆపద్యతే మీన్స్ మేవశం ఆగచ్చతి. ఓకే, నౌ లెట్స్ గో టు భాష్యం హియర్. న సాంప్రదాయః ప్రతిభాతి. న సాంప్రదాయః ప్రతిభాతి. But Shankara explains the word samparayaha. Samparayate iti samparayaha. First you have to understand the word samparayaha. The two prefixes sam and para. So samparaha implies paralokaha. Sam implies samyak, well. So the higher loka is well attained, means definitely attained. Samparaha iyate. Iyate means is attained. So higher loka is definitely attained. That's the meaning. Samparaha iyate. Iyate is attained. E is the dhatu. E is the dhatu. And which means to go. E alone becomes yeti. Okay. Anyway, iyate. In passive was iyate. So definitely the higher loka is attained. Iti samparayaha. Okay, now Paralokaha. So samparayaha means, samparayaha means, here paralokaha. Paralokaha. So that which is definitely attained. Sam, which means well or good. And paraha means lokaha. Iyate is attained. So the word samparayaha derived from these two roots, sam and paraha, prefixed to the root e. Is what samparayaha, that which is definitely, properly attained. Attained when you are in this world, you cannot go to another world. It's not possible. Therefore, that which is definitely attained after leaving this world. After leaving this, when do you leave this world? Only when you leave the body. So leaving one's physical body is leaving from this world. So that higher world, which is definitely attained, properly attained, after leaving from this world, after leaving, departing from this body, is samparayaha, which means paralokaha, higher world. Okay. No, samparayaha means paralokaha, the higher world, which is definitely, properly attained after leaving from this world, after departing from this physical body. Okay. Now, from this samparaya, we are getting another word, samparayaha. So anything pertaining to samparayaha is what? Samparayaha. Shankaracharya writes, tat prapti prayojanaha. Tat prapti prayojanaha. So that which serves as beneficial, which serves as the means of attaining that higher loka. Tat prapti means tasya lokasya praptehe prapti prayojanam yasya. Tat praptasya lokasya prapti prayojanam yasya. Tat prapti prayojanaha. So anything and everything which serves as a means of attainment of that loka is another sentence word also. Sadhana visheshaha. Sadhana visheshaha, specific means which serves as a means of attainment of that higher loka, and that means also is not something as you wish. Shastriyaha, prescribed in the Shastram, prescribed by the Shastram. Shastrena uktaha Shastriyaha. Shastrena uktaha, Shastre uktaha, sadhana viseshaha. Tatprapti prayojanaha Shastriyaha. Shastre uktaha Shastriyaha. Shastra sambandhi Shastriyaha. Okay. See, samparayaha is a masculine gender word. Okay, samparayaha, it is a paralokaha. Why paralokaha is meant by the word samparayaha? We understood the reason. Sampara iyate, it is samparayaha, we know that. But, now, samparayaha ityukte kaha? Samparayaha ityukte, tat prapti prayojanaha. Sadhana viseshaha, shastriyaha. So shastriyaha, sadhana viseshaha, tatprapti prayojanaha, samparayaha. So samparayaha means anything pertaining to shastram or anything prescribed, ordained in the shastram, by the shastram, in terms of the performance of a ritual or practice of meditation, which serves as a specific means, which serves as a means of attainment of that higher loka, is samparayaha. So samparayaha means disciplines practiced for attaining samparaya. Is samparayaha. And where is the discipline? Who teaches the discipline? Who decides the discipline? Shastram. So, in Karma Upasana Kandas, there are many rituals prescribed and many meditations prescribed and a specific ritual. There are so many rituals for so many things. There are specific rituals which we performed to earn punyam and a specific meditation which we practiced for earning adequate punyam, so that a person will be eligible to travel through Shukla Gatihi or Krishna Gatihi to reach respective higher worlds. Therefore, Shastriyaha Sadhana Visheshaha Tatprapti Prayojanaha Samparayaha. Samparaya Sambandhi Sadhana Visheshaha Samparayaha. So, the disciplines in terms of performance of ritual, practice of meditation prescribed in the Shastram, which serves as a means of attainment of the higher loka, is samparayaha. Correct. Next, you must know the difference between samparayaha and samparayaha. Sahacha balam. Saha means here that samparayaha. Samparaya means that discipline, specific sacred religious discipline prescribed in the Karma Upasana Kandas, in the Shastram, na pratibhati, is not appealing towards that person who is balam avivekinam, who is immature and indiscriminate. Balam avivekinam prati na pratibhati. Or you can say na prati na bhati or na pratibhati. Pratibhati means what? Na prakashate. It does not draw his attention. Such disciplines are available and they're available in the Veda Shastram. Veda promises. That's why we say the whole Veda is a mother. Why? Because Veda teaches the nature of the reality, obtaining as one's own self only in the last ending portion of the Shastram. He teaches whom? Only the person who has grown out of desire for all forms of arthakamas, enjoyable in this world and also in higher lokas. First, Veda helps a person to become mature, helps him enjoy, thereby helps him understand the limitations, thereby helps him grow out of desire for them also. That is why Veda is so supportive and that's why she is revered as mother, Shruti. Okay, now, na prakashate, it does not draw his attention. The discipline prescribed by the Shastram does not draw his attention, does not shine, is not appealing for him. Na upatishtate means it does not remain close to him means it's always there, but it doesn't attract his interest. Suppose when you go to different places, when you're traveling, you go to this airport, and there's so many in the shops also, many magazines are placed, displayed. And there are many magazines which do not attract your attention. And you search for specifically something which you are interested in. There'll be science magazine, a sports magazine, or other fashion magazines. So many things are costumes magazines. And some people go and only pick up only the costume magazines, you know, discussing, which talk about costumes. Something. People pick up only their interest like that. For this person, na upatishtate, samparayaha na upatishtate. Doesn't draw his attention. Doesn't stand next near him. Ityetat. So na upatishtate implies he is not at all interested in that. That's the meaning. The next word, pramadyantam. No, Shankar Bhagavatpada in his commentary moves on to the next word. He moves on to next word. What is next word? After na samparayaha pratibhati balam, we finished. So pramadyantam is the next word. So pramadyantam means what? Pramadam kurvantam. Balaha pramadam karoti. Balaha pramadyati. Shatru anta shabdaha. Know that. Takarantaha pullingaha pramadyat shabdaha. Tese shabdasya dvitiya vibhakto. Ekavachane pramadyantam iti rupam. Is it clear now? Why one in Samskritam class? Here also we can say. So pramadaham pramadam karoti. Pramadyati. What is the noun plus do verb? Pramadam karoti. Pramadyati. So pramadyantam, pramadam kurvantam. Pramadam karoti means the person who commits a blunder. Okay. What is the blunder that he commits? Pramadam karoti, pramadyati means what? Putra Pashwadi. Putra Pashwadi Prayojaneshu Asakta Manasaha Asakta Manaha Bhavati. Putra Pashwadi Prayojaneshu Asakta Manasam. Pramadyantam means Pramadam Kurvantam. Pramadam Kurvantam means Putra Pashwadi Prayojaneshu Asakta Manasam. Putra Pashwadi, Putra Pashu Adi Prayojaneshu Asatta Manasam. So committing a blunder, committing a mistake means what? Being attached. Asatta Manaha means Asaktihi Yasya. Yasya manasi asakti saha asakta manaha. He becomes the one who is attached to the benefits such as having progeny, cattle wealth, etc. Putra pashu adi prayojaneshu asakta manaha. Asaktam manaha. Yes, yeah. Saka asaktam manaha. He becomes the one with the mind attached to the benefits such as progeny, cattle wealth, etc. So he becomes attached means what? He becomes dependent on possessing them for his happiness and security. See, having a desire for progeny is not wrong. It's very important to have progeny. It's very important to have wealth to live this world. It is not wrong to have wealth. It is not wrong to aspire for wealth. Not wrong to aspire for progeny. Here, asakta manaha means he becomes attached towards the benefits. In the form of or such as progeny, cattle wealth, etc. means all forms of material wealth. He becomes attached means asakta manaha bhavati means what? He becomes attached means he becomes totally dependent, emotionally dependent on the possession of such things for his happiness and security. This making, having this dependence is what? Committing a blunder. Understand? Making a mistake means being dependent on the material things such as progeny, wealth, etc. is the blunder. Otherwise, having itself is not, having a desire for progeny wealth is not wrong. But when you become attached to them, being attached means being dependent on them for happiness and security, then it is a blunder. And why does he commit a blunder? Because he does not know anything more than that. He is deluded. He is balaha. He is immature. Immature means what? He has no discriminative understanding. Due to lack of his viveka, he is deluded and he commits his blunder of being attached to the benefits in terms of the material or material things in the form of progeny, cattle wealth, etc. Okay. Tatha vittamohena. Now he moves on to the next word. What next word? Vittamohena. Shankara Bhagavatpada moves on to the next word. Vittamohena. Okay. Vittam means wealth. Mohaha means delusion. But here, this another word, moda, also is there. Therefore, moha should be taken as the attachment. Okay. Vitta nimittena avivekena. So it's a very interesting, beautiful explanation here. Vitta mohena means vitta nimittena avivekena. Due to his lack of discriminative understanding pertaining to wealth. He does not have the discriminative understanding with reference to wealth, that wealth is not permanent. Wealth will not make me happy always and everywhere. Wealth, of course, wealth is important, but still wealth alone will not make my life complete. Wealth cannot make me, without wealth, I'll be unhappy definitely, but with wealth alone cannot make me happy. Wealth alone will not make me peaceful. And wealth is not permanent. Wealth, even if wealth is not permanent, how can it give me permanent happiness? Such vivekaha, discriminative understanding is not there. Vitta mohena, due to his lack of discriminative understanding of wealth, understanding pertaining to wealth or reference to wealth, he is mudaha, deluded. Tamasa achannam santam, mudham. Shankaracharya explains the word mudham means deluded, means what? Being deluded means not having discriminative understanding. Why there's no discriminative understanding? Which means lack of discriminative understanding is due to the ignorance. Tamasa achannam santam, being overpowered are covered by ignorance. Here, tamas means tamo gunaha, tamas means ignorance also. Tamasa, always delusion is caused by what? Okay, delusion is caused by ignorance only. Therefore, tamasa achannam. One who is covered. Achanna means, channa means covered. Achanna also means covered. That's why blanket is called achadakam. Chadayati. Cha is the dhatu. Chadayati. Okay. Chadayati. Chad. Chadayati. Chad. Chadayati. Covers. Achadayati. Covers. Achadakam, that which covers. Now, when you cover yourself, quilt is for achadakam. Now, here, achannam participle. Achadayati, achadita. Okay, say, here, achannam, that which covers here. Achannam santam. Tamasa achannam santam. Moodaha means he remains covered by. He remains which is covered here. He remains with his intellect totally covered by ignorance. Means covered by tamoguna. Tamoguna means what? Tamoguna in form of ignorance. This intellect overpowered by, clouded by ignorance. Okay. Because of the ignorance, there is no viveka, there is delusion. And because of delusion, and if delusion is in the form of what? Delusion in terms of this delusion with reference to wealth. What wealth can do, what wealth cannot do, that he does not have. Okay. Therefore, he is attached to the benefits in the form of progeny, cattle wealth, etc. And this attachment, being attached alone, see, please be very careful. Shastram does not say having a desire for progeny is not wrong. Having desire for any wealth, such as cattle wealth, is not at all wrong. You can have desire for any wealth, can aspire for acquiring any wealth. You can aspire for preserving any wealth also, is not a problem, because you need to live this life. But when you become asakta manaha, manaskaha, you become attached to them, when you become emotionally dependent on them for your happiness and security, then you are committing a blunder. Is it clear? That's why be very careful. If you simply read, you may get misguided. Then you will go and say everywhere. Shastram says, having desire for wealth and progeny is wrong. No, that is not a blunder. It's a natural thing which you need. But attachment, if you overvalue it, if you mistake wealth and progeny, all forms of wealth, material wealth, as means of attaining happiness, means of being peaceful, as means of being happy, then you're overvaluing it, isn't it? Without underestimating, undervaluing, without overvaluing, with knowing that giving due value to anything, if you pursue them, it's not a blunder. You pursue them with overvalue, misplaced trust, then it's a attachment, it's a blunder. This difference I want to make here. Understand? Okay. Ayam eva lokaha. Okay, now we can understand. So, pramadyantam. Moodha means tamasa achinnam santam. The one who is, one who remains with his intellect clouded by tamoguna, clouded by ignorance. So he presents the order here. Ignorance causes delusion, and because of delusion, you commit a mistake of being dependent emotionally on material wealth, in the form of progeny, cattle wealth, etc. Is it clear? Okay. Next sentence. Ayam eva lokaha. Ayam eva lokaha. Now he comments upon ayam eva lokaha. That next word, third word. Ayam lokaha. Ayam lokaha. So Shankaracharya writes, ayam eva lokaha. This world alone is, which means, yaha ayam drishyamanaha. This world, the world which is being seen, yaha ayam drishyamanaha, yoyam drishyamanaha. this world, I am means third person singular pronoun, you know very well, this. I am drishyamanaha yaha lokaha. This world which is being seen. Okay. Which world? For every person, world means what? Pooja Swamiji used to say, world means the world of 10 significant people. How big is your world? Some people who are working with you, some family members, some relatives, some friends, some neighbors, first finished. That's all the world. How big is your world? Shankaracharya explains very beautifully here. This world which is being seen, which is enjoyed, which is being experienced, what is it? Stri anna pana adi visishtaha. 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 This, the world which is being seen, which is being enjoyed, consisting of these objects of enjoyment. The world consisting of objects of, constituted of objects of enjoyment, such as stri. Stri is singular word. That is striyaha, okay? Women. Anna. Yan sandhi, you all know. Stri, anna, striyanna. Stri, woman. Anna, food. Pana, drink. Adi, etc. Striyanna pana adi visishtaha yoyam drishyamanaha lokaha ayameva lokaha. This world which is being experienced, which is being seen, which is being interacted with, which is being, you know, associated with, and this world constituted of objects of enjoyment, specifically women, food, drink, etc., alone is. So he is the indiscriminate people, he is an indiscriminate person of second category. Nasti paraha drishtaha lokaha. Nasti paraha adrishtaha lokaha. Nasti paro drishto lokaha. Nasti paro drishto loka. Lokaha. Nasti paro drishto loka means what? Nasti paraha adrishtaha lokaha. The avagraha is there. Please make a note of avagraha. Nasti paro drishtaha means nasti paraha adrishtaha lokaha. There is no world which is adrishtaha, which is unseen. There is no higher world which is unseen world, which is not being seen now, isn't it? This world is being enjoyed, interacted with, this world which is available for interaction, enjoyment now is drishyamanaha lokaha, which is being seen. So, paraha adrishtaha lokaha nasti. There is no higher world which is unseen. Iti tas evam manana shilaha. Evam manana shilaha means one who is given to such thinking. Mananam shilam yasya. Saha manana shilaha. One who is given to such thinking. In fact, Munihi is also said to be mananashilaha. One who is given to the discipline of proper thinking is mananashilaha. Meditation is Munihi. But here, Mani is also said to be mananashilaha. Means what? One who is given to such thinking. Iti evam mananasilaha. Thus, the person who is given to thinking in this manner, that there is no higher unseen world, there's only this world which is being seen, consisting of women, food, drink, etc. மரணசிலக மானி, மரணசிலக மானி. ஓகே, ஹச் எ பர்சன் வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு ஹிம், புனஹா புனஹா, அகெய்ன் அண்ட் அகெய்ன், சங்கர் பகவத் பாதா டஸ் நாட் give the meaning again and again. He says, punaha punaha janitva. Punaha punaha janitva means what? Again and again being born. So having been born again and again, janitva, having been born again and again, vasham. Now he explains the meaning of the word vasham. Vasham means what? Adhinatam. Who is telling? Lord Yama says. Therefore he says, mad adhinatam. Mad adhinatam. Madvasham means mad adhinatam. Apadyate. மதீனதாம் ஆபத்யதே, மத்வஷம் ஆபத்யதே, மதீனதாம் ஆபத்யதே. பட் மே, மத் மீன்ஸ் மே, மிருத்யோஹோ மம, ஹீ கம்ஸ் டு மை கஸ்டடி அகெய்ன் அண்ட் அகெய்ன் ஹேவிங் பீன் பார்ன். ஹீ கம்ஸ் டு மை கஸ்டடி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹீ கம்ஸ் டு மை ஃபோல்ட் மீன்ஸ் helplessly, having been born. What choice he has to have? He has to die also one day. Having been born, one day has to leave the physical body also. Having assumed the body and living the body, exhausting his punya papas, the paratha gets exhausted, has to leave the body also. Therefore, leaving the body means what? Being under the custody of Lord Yama, coming to the fold of Lord Yama. Therefore he says, punaha punaha janitva, having been born again and again, vasham mad adhinatam apadyate. See, adhinata means being under the custody of Lord Yama. மே மிருத்யோஹோ மம. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட். சோ மத் அதீனதாம் ஆபத்யதே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சங்கராச்சாரியா ஃபர்தர் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ், ஜனன மரண ஆதி லக்ஷண துக்க பிரபந்தாரூடஹ ஏவ பவதி இத்யர்த்தஹ. ஜனன மரணாதி லக்ஷண துக்க பிரபந்தாரூடஹ ஏவ பவதி இத்யர்த்தஹ. வாட் இட் மீன்ஸ் இஸ், ஜனன மரணாதி லக்ஷண துக்க பிரபந்தாரூடஹ ஏவ பவதி. ஆரூடஹ லிட்ரலி மீன்ஸ் இட்ஸ் அ பாஸ்ட் பாசிவ் பார்ட்டிசிபல், பாஸ்ட் பார்ட்டிசிபல், விச் மீன்ஸ் ஆரூட மீன் தி ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் கிளைம்ப்டு இஸ் ஆரூடஹ. One who has climbed means what? He cannot remain. He has to climb again and again means he becomes held. Arudaha bhavati means he becomes held. The word arudaha literally means he has climbed. He becomes the one who has climbed. Means he becomes held. ஆரூடக ஏவ பவதி, he remains held. Held by what? Held by the bondage of sorrow, bandha, prabandha. Held by the bondage of sorrow in the form of sorrow means what? Sorrow characterized by or in the form of birth, death, etc. You have to include birth, death, disease, old age, going through pairs of opposites. All that is included, implied. Adi Shabda stands for what? Birth, death, old age, then disease, then going through the pairs of opposites. Which is a pain. So he becomes tightly held by the bondage of sorrow in the form of or characterized by birth, death, going through life of pairs of opposites, etc. Okay. Prayena evam vidha eva lokaha. Prayena means what? Mostly. Mostly. Lokaha evam vidha eva. World is of this nature. Here lokaha means what? World means what? Here people, inhabitants of this world. Ayam lokaha evam vidaha means this people of this entire world are of this nature. The entire world is of this nature means the people of this entire world are of this nature. That they continue to remain in samsara, beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, fraught with old age, disease, okay, and going through the experience of pairs of opposites. Which means why the word prayana he uses? Mostly means majority of the people, 99% of the people we can say, are not aware of enjoyment of heavenly pleasures. People do not believe in heaven sometimes because it is not available for them here. Or even if people, even if you're exposed to Vedic teaching also, and it doesn't appeal for them because they're so much engrossed, the ignorance is such, the ignorance is such, therefore the ahankara is also very strong, the intellect is very much clouded by their ignorance, that they cannot even think of enjoyment of higher pleasures or attaining higher worlds. All that they know is only this world, which is being available for interaction and enjoyment now. So all that they know is, you know, accumulation of wealth and enjoyment of pleasures of having progeny, wealth, etc. And because they're so much emotionally entangled, dependent on them for their happiness and security. So they cannot think of even involving themselves in practicing some discipline such as performing rituals or practicing meditation. They cannot think of earning punyam to be eligible to go to heaven. No, it doesn't exist for them. All that they know is make money, preserve it, save it, have progeny, and then be attached to them for your happiness. Oh, if I have money, if I have wealth, if I have progeny, if I have all this, then I can be happy. Simple people for whom arthakamas alone are the priority in life. Arthakamas alone are everything for them. Arthakamas also who cannot think of even arthakamas in the form of higher pleasures, higher world. So the indiscriminate people of second category who are very much satisfied, though dissatisfied also, whose focus only on time-bound ends enjoyable in this world. Okay. So what should they do, such people? Such people must be always slogging only with strong kartrutvam, with a strong bhoktrutvam, with strong ahankara, okay, with a bloated ahankara. Means with a strong attachment, because attachment. And so with the Kartrutvam and Bhoktrutvam, and they must be involving themselves in all forms of activities. And naturally, they must be accumulating punya papams. And that therefore, to exhaust the punya papams, they must be born again and again. What choice do they have? No choice. This is what Lord Yama mentions by saying, they come to my custody. They come to my fold. Okay. Now, mantra number 7. Okay, now, having talked about the indiscriminate people, immature people of all categories, now, Lord Yama moves on to his glorification of self-knowledge. How does he glorify this? We'll see in this mantra. So Shankaracharya introduces this mantra. Yastu shreyorthi. Yastu shreyorthi. Sahasreshu kaschit. Eva. Atmavit bhavati. Tadvidaha. First he says, see, prayena, mostly, okay, majority of the society, people, all the people, are people who are interested only in arthakamas. Very few people aspire for punyam also, dharma also. Again, their interest is only in going to heaven, enjoying heavenly pleasures. So mostly people do not have Purusharth Nischaya, and they do not know the value of jnanam, and there's no aspiration for jnanam at all. They do not know the connection between the knowledge and moksha also. Therefore, they cannot see the knowledge itself being moksha, they do not see. Therefore, naturally, they do not aspire for jnanam or moksha. This is how most of the people are. Whereas, tvadvidaha, a person like you, who is like you, and who are you? Shreyorthi. See, shreyaha arthyate iti shreyorthi. Shreyaha, what word it is? Sakarantaha napumsakalingaha shreyas shabdaha. So shreyas in nominative case, shreyaha. Sakara becomes visarga. Shreyas means shreyaha. Shreyaha arthyate yena saha shreyorthi. The one by whom shreyas is sought after. He is shreyorthi. And what is shreyas here? Absolute good. What is absolute good? Jnanam. And why jnanam is sought after? Because jnanam itself is freedom. Isn't it? So here, shreyorthi, tvadvidaha shreyorthi, a person who is like you, tvadvidaha means person of your type, a person of your tvadvidaha. Tava vidaha, the person of your type, the person of your caliber, a person of your nature, person of your interest. Yaha shayorthi, who is an aspirant of the absolute good in terms of mokshaha. Shreyas, an aspirant of moksha. Person who is aspiring for moksha as the ultimate goal. Shreyorthi. Sahasreshu kaschideva. Only one in thousands. We can say one in millions also. Okay. Only one in thousands. Kaschideva Sreyorti Sahasreshu. In thousands of people, only one person is of your caliber, your type, your nature, who is aspiring for moksha, aspirant of moksha. And of such person also, Kaschideva Atmavid Bhavati. Among those, one in thousands who are aspiring for moksha, Kaschideva Atmavid Bhavati. One alone becomes the knower of the truth. Many people may aspire for moksha, aspire for jnanam. But how many people attain jnanam? Kaschideva Atmavid Bhavati. Only one alone attains, one in thousands aspires for moksha, and one in thousands alone attains the knowledge of the self. One in thousands alone becomes the knower of the truth, knower of the self. Why is it so? Yasmat, kasmat karanat. What's the reason? Yasmat means yataha, because. Yasmat karanat ityukte. Why? What's the reason if it is asked? It is said, because. Yasmat means yataha, because. The mantra tells, the mantra gives the reason. The mantra praises the rareness of this wisdom in self-knowledge. Shravanayapi bahubhriyo na labhyaha. Shravanayapi bahubhriyo na labhyaha. Shunvantopi bahavoyam na vidyuhu. Shunvantopi bahavoyanna vidyuhu. So you must carefully listen to my pronunciation when I am teaching the chant, the reading, chanting it. Shravanayapi bahubhriyo na labhyaha. Shunvantopi bahavoyanna yanna vidyuhu. I'm not saying yamna, I'm not saying. Yanna vidyuhu. Shunvantopi bahavoyanna vidyuhu. The yam is there, we are chanting yanna vidyuhu, shunvantopi bahavo yanna vidyuhu, aschariyo vakta kushalosya labdha, aschariyo vakta kushalosya labdha, aschariyo jnata kushalanu sishtaha, aschariyo jnata kushalanu sishtaha, Aschariyo vakta kushalosya labdham. Aschariyo jnata kushalanu sishtaham. If you're following the blue book, there's a mistake. Aschariyo jnata. One, that small print is print mistake. Aschariyo jnata kushalanu sishtaham. Okay. He says, Shravanaya api, Shravanaya api, Bahubhihi, Yaha na labhyaha. Bahubhihi na labhyaha. This knowledge, okay, this is not available. Na labhyaha is not available. It's not obtainable, available. It cannot be obtained by many people. Yaha na labhyaha bahubihi. Bahubihi by many people. It cannot be attained by many people. Means it is not available for many people. Labhyaha means can be attained or available. பகுபிகி யக ந லப்யா ஷவணாய அபி ஈவன் ஃபார் லிசனிங் ந இஸ் நாட் அவைலபிள் ஈவன் ஃபார் லிசனிங் மீன்ஸ் what it means is there are not many people who are interested in listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the Upanishads, the Vedanta Shastram, because they'll feel, they find it very difficult to understand because they're very boring for them, because very dry for them. Who's interested in something very subtle and abstract? Shravanaya api na labhyaha. Even for listening, it is not available for many people. Shunvantaha api. Even if you come across some people who are listening, shunvantaha api. Even if they are listening, if at all you happen to find some people who are listening, so people are not available here for listening to the subject matter of the Shastram. And even if people who are listening also, bahavaha yamna viduhu. Okay, bahavaha yamna viduhu. Many people do not understand the Atma. Yam means Atmanam na viduhu. So Atma is not available. Shravanaya api means that people are not available for listening. Therefore, Atma is available for available here because people are not there for listening. Shunvantaha api. Even there are people who are bhagavaha shunvantaha api. Many people are listening also. Na vidyuhu. They do not understand the Atma. Ascharyaha vakta. And even the teacher who unfolds subject matter of the Shastram, unfolds the nature of the Atma is also very rare. Ascharyaha. Asya labdha kushalaha. And the receiver of this knowledge also is what? Very rare. Ascharyaha jnata. Why? Because either the teachers may not have clear understanding, or if the teacher has a clear understanding, the teacher may not be able to communicate better, well. So it is, there's a difficulty in finding an appropriate teacher also. Kushalaha vakta. So the person, the teacher who unfolds the nature of the Atma, he is really vakta. It's a wonder, means it's a rare. Ascharya means it's a wonder. Asya labdha kushalaha. And the student who discovers the Atma through the teaching is also wonder. Is rare. Wonder implies rare, rareness. What becomes a wonder? Something is rare, that is a wonder. Ascharyaha jnata. So, the person who discovers the Atma through teaching is a wonder. The person who knows the Atma is a wonder. Jnata is a wonder. Kushalaha anusishtaha means kushalena acharyena anusishtaha. Anusishtaha means the one who is the student who is taught by an expert teacher is also a wonder. So the knower of the Atma is a wonder. So here, if you take the first word, Shravanaya api bahubihi yaha na labhyaha. The word yaha, relative pronoun, implies the Atma. This all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost self implied by the term Atma, the very Atma, Yaha, Bahubihi na Labhyaha, cannot be attained by many people, even for listening. Means that many people can be, you know, many people are not available for listening, not interested in listening. Therefore, Atma is available for listening. And even if there are some people who are Bhagavaha Shunvantaha Api Yam Na Vidyuhu, that Atma is the one whom many people do not understand, even if they are listening to the unfoldment of the nature of the Atma. Why? Because of their lack of preparedness. And the Ascharyaha Vakta, the teacher who unfolds the speaker, Vakta. See, here Vakta is a Rikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha, Vaktru Shabdaha. The speaker, the teacher who unfolds, speaks the nature of the self, object matter of the Shastram, with clarity, is also a wonder, very rare. Person may not have a vision, clear vision, or even if he has a vision, he may not be able to communicate because of certain communicative skills may not be there. Asya labdha api kushalaha, the receiver of this knowledge, the person who discovers. Labdha means attainer. Labdhru shabdaha. Rikarantaha, pullingaha, labdhru shabdaha. Tasya prithvaya bhaktau labdha iti rupam. Labdha, the attainer of the knowledge of the self. You can say the discoverer of the self through the teaching also is rare and wonder. Kushalaha. Labdha kushalaha. Ascharyaha jnata kushala anusishtaha. The student who has been taught by rare teacher is rare, and jnata ascharyaha, the knower of the self, is wonder. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So what does Lord Yama say by this, through this mantra? Before we see that, let us understand. Yaha. See the Shavanaya api bahubhiryo na labhyaha. That Yaha comes. Yaha Shavanaya api bahubhihi na labhyaha. Yam Shunvantaha api bahavaha na vidyuhu. Okay, so yaha is a relative pronoun. Therefore, we have to supply the relevant word to make it complete. Yaha atma shavanaya api bahubihi na labhyaha. That atma which is not available, which cannot be attained by many people, available for many people, even for listening. That Atma, listening to the unfoldment of whom many people do not understand, this, the teacher of that Atma, teacher of that Atma is wonder. Tasya Atmanaha Vakta is what? Ascharyaha. Asya labdha kushalaha. The discoverer of that Atma is wonder. Kushalanasishtaha san jnata ascharyaha bhavati. So, the person who knows the knower of the Atma, being taught by a wonderful teacher is also rare. Okay, let us see the commentary now. I think I'll stop here. We'll see it tomorrow. It's all right? Correct? Or should I continue with this and finish it soon? Shall I take another 5 minutes or continue or stop it? Say this or this. I can stop. Who are all saying, who are nodding like this? Okay. Okay. Shravanaya api. Shravanaya api. What means? Shravanartham api. Shrotum api. Very nice. You understand all the words. Shravanaya, fourth case. Chaturthi arthe, when you use what? Shravanartham. Even for shravanartham api. Even for listening. Shrotum api. Even to listen. Even for listening, even to listen. Shravanartham api, shrotum api. This is the meaning of the word shravanaya api. Yaha na labhyaha atma. Yaha atma na labhyaha. That atma which is not available at all even for listening. By whom? Bahubihi anekaihi. By many people. For many people. Okay. Shunvantaha api. Bahavaha. Shunvantaha api. Listening also. Bahavaha means aneke. Anye. Many other people. Shunvantaha api. Listening also. Yam is equal to Atmanam. Na vidyuhu is equal to na vidanti. Bahavaha aneke anye shunvantaha api yam Atmanam na vidyuhu. Atmanam na vidanti. See, vidanti do not understand. Veti. So, vidanti. Na vidanti. And who are they? Abhaginaha. Abhaginaha. Vidanti abhaginaha. Vidanti abhaginaha. See, bhaga means fortune. Bhaga yasya asti saha bhagi. Bhagyavan. Bhagi is a nakarantaha pullingaha bhagin nishabdaha. Bhagi means bhagyavan. Abhagi, abhagyavan. So unfortunate. Bhaginaha, abhagyavantaha. Abhaginaha means abhagyavantaha. Unfortunate people. Though they are listening, many other unfortunate people, though they are listening, still they do not understand. Yam Atmanam na vidyuhu means na vidanti. They do not understand that Atma. Why they are abhagyavantaha? Why they are abhaginaha? Why they? Because they do not understand. They listen but still don't understand. They are abhagyavantaha. Why? Why they are not understanding in spite of listening? Because asamskritatmanaha na vijaniyuhu. Asamskritatmanaha. See, so atma here means mind. Be very careful. Okay, the word atma is used in the sense of the reality, the self. The word atma is also used in the sense of mind. Samskritam, samskritaha atma yasya. Samskritatma. Asamskritam, asamskritani manamsi yesham. Asamskritaha atmanaha yesham. Asamskritaha atmanaha yesham. Te asamskrita atmanaha. Unrefined minded. Unrefined minded. Unprepared minded, unsteady, impure minded, impure, unsteady minded, unrefined minded, unprepared minded. They are not yet ready. Asamskrita atmanaha, therefore, they're listening, but still they're not understanding. They don't understand. Na vijani yuhu. They will not know. They cannot know. They do not know. Okay. Unrefined minded means what? Asamskrita atmanaha means what? People who are all the time. See, there's no human being who is free from impurities. Okay. All the human beings have their minds, and all the minds, we don't need to say, Shastram says definitely there are unresolved issues. Unresolved means what? There are these emotions, impurities, strong ragadveshas, desires, anger, hatred, fear, anxiety, all these, jealousy, they're all very naturally there. So the degree, the proportion, the degree may vary from person to person, but there's no human being whose mind is free from these impurities. They all remain dormant, latent in subconscious mind. So only when the situation comes, situation triggers the surface. Therefore, all are impure minded. All human beings are helplessly, naturally impure minded. And if these impurities, because of the papa karma phalam, these impurities will be triggered often by many situations. So, people who are not able to manage those emotions are unrefined minded. People who are able to manage those emotions are relatively refined minded. People who need not resolve them, who have got them resolved for good through knowledge, are the absolutely refined minded. Okay? So, jnanis are absolutely refined minded, pure minded. Okay? Karma yogis are relatively refined minded. Who are trying to become relatively refined minded. Unrefined mind means people who are not able to manage their emotions, manage their thoughts, helplessly become slaves of their thoughts, or asanskrita atmanaha. Such people will be very, very disturbed minded. Therefore, unsteady minded also, restless minded also. People who are impure and restless minded or unprepared minded, unrefined minded. It's okay? It is beautifully said here. Asamskritatmanaha. They are unfortunate in listening to the unfoldment of the nature of the Atma also. They do not understand what the Shastram says here. Therefore, it is very, very important for one to take care of one's mental preparedness if you are listening to the unfoldment of the nature of the Atma. Okay, next sentence. Kincha asya vakta api ascharyaha. Asya vakta api ascharyaha. The teacher of this Atma, the teacher who reveals, brings to light the Atma through the unfoldment of its nature, is also wonder, very rare. Adbhutavat. Adbhutavadevane keshu kaschi deva bhavati. Adbhutavat. Eva anekeshu kaschi deva bhavati. Only one in many, 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 many becomes an excellent, very good teacher. Tatha shutva api. Shutva api as well. Shutva api, having heard the unfoldment of nature of the Atma also, asya atmanaha kushalaha. Kushalaha means nipunaha, expert, clever, okay? Eva anekeshu लब्धा कश्चिदेव भवति. ओनली वन बिकम्स द डिस्कवरर अमंग मेनी. द वन हु बिकम द डिस्कवरर ऑफ दट आत्मा अमंग मेनी इज ऑल्सो वेरी रेयर वंडर. Okay. So, prepared minded is said to be an expert student, Nipunaha. An expert student who is prepared minded, who the discoverer of that Atma also is a wonder. Okay. Yasmat means yataha, because आश्चर्यः ज्ञातः यस्मात् कारणात् बिकॉज ऑफ विच रीजन मीन्स बिकॉज मीन यतः बिकॉज आश्चर्यः ज्ञातः कश्चिदेव द रेयर द नोवर ऑफ द आत्मा इज ऑल्सो व्हाट ओनली वन हू इज वेरी वंडर इज वेरी रेयर being kushala anusishtaha kushalena nipunena acharyena anusishtaha sanna. So being the student, being a student taught by an expert teacher of clear vision who becomes the knower of the truth. So being a student, being taught by an expert teacher of clear vision who becomes the knower of the Atma is also very rare. It's a wonder. Why does he say all this? Atma Jnanam is not something which you can go and buy in a market. Okay? Even if you study Shastram, first of all, to have interest in Shastram, you must be very mature. To have Purushartha Nischaya, you must have some Punyam. You must be subtle, mentally subtle mind, must be subtle minded. Only then interest in moksha will be there. Purushartha nischaya is possible. Knowing the value of jnanam is possible. Becoming committed to the pursuit of jnanam is possible. And having interest in listening to unformed, even if we know atma jnanam will give me moksha. Sometimes the interest in listening to the unformed of the nature of the atma is not possible for many people. It's not possible for many people to have interest. And even if they're listening, they will not be able to understand because of their lack of preparedness. And even the person is prepared to listen, also the teacher may not be qualified to teach. And even the teacher is qualified to teach, also the teacher may not be adequately, expressive. So even if a student, the discoverer of the Atma is rare. So being taught by a disciple who is being taught by a highly expert teacher of clear vision who becomes the knower of the Atma is also very, very rare and wonder. So Atma Jnanam is very rare, very unique, wonderful. Okay. So he talks about the greatness of this knowledge. So you are very rare. You are wonderful. So Lord Yama implies, what he implicitly says is, I am really fortunate. I got excellent teacher, student in front of me like you. But Lord Yama says, okay, we'll see tomorrow. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरि ओम तत्सत. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम.